Wednesday of Holy Week. How much did Jesus know, and when did he know it? The book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 through 9, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 14 through 25. Today, we have the third servant song for our first reading, which is a memorable set of striking images, an open ear, a well-trained tongue that knows how to speak to the weary. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. I did not shield my face from buffets and spitting. I have set my face like flint. This is in Isaiah 50, verses 4 through 7. If this is ascribed to Jesus, as we Christians always have, then it clearly portrays one who is totally subject to the human condition, all the way to the bottom. He is a good listener and speaker, but in the end, his is an act of trust that another will vindicate him with utter confidence that he will not be put to shame. The suffering servant here portrayed is a human being just like you and me. He does not know the outcome ahead of time, or his confidence would be in himself and God to pull it off, which would then largely be a matter of the willpower of belief. Faith is so much more than just strong willpower. In Matthew's gospel text, Jesus certainly appears to know ahead of time that Judas is going to betray him, and as much as tells him so. But he also appears to be saying that it is destiny or fate and foretold by Scripture. Is this foreknowledge the pattern of the suffering servant that he is referring to? We do not know for sure, although John sees it as predicted in Psalm 41, verse 10, where it says, "Even my closest and most trusted friend who shared my table rebels against me." If this is the psalm Jesus is referring to, then the fuller meaning is clear. Yahweh, take pity on me and raise me up. Psalm 41, verse 11. His victory is a dramatic reliance upon God, a mammoth leap of faith, not a Superman stunt by a man who knows the full outcome ahead of time. We have done the believing community a major disservice by so emphasizing Jesus' divinity that his humanity was all but overridden. He did not really have to live faith or darkness as we do. He knew everything from his earliest years is something that most Christians naively assume, and yet Hebrews beautifully calls Jesus the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith in Hebrews 12, verse 2. We cannot believe that his was a totally different brand of faith than the rest of humanity. Many scholars believe that it was only at the resurrection that Jesus' human mind and divine consciousness became one. Until then, he was like us in all ways except sin, we see in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Now I believe you are much better prepared to walk through the sacred days ahead with Jesus, who shares and suffers and trusts God exactly as you and I must learn to do. He walked in darkness too.